musicians also say thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
If anyone is not doing anything tomorrow night, here at 7 o'clock, we have a gorgeous Teze service. We have cello and choir and cantors. If you don't know what Teze is, it's a really simple, sometimes 4-bar, sometimes 8-bar repetitive chant that goes on and on, and you just keep singing and instruments do other things, and it's really nice. It'll be kind of dark, it'll be kind of reflective. So if you're not doing anything, come join us at 7 o'clock in the church. And then have off next Monday. Laura, you have an announcement.
Oh, yeah. I will send this in an email, and I meant to like a month ago. This summer in Minnesota, there is the gala.
Sister Singers?
Gala is happening, and that's the Gay and Lesbian Association conference where all of the choruses come together and get to perform. And we did this in 2016. It was canceled in 2020.
In 2004 also.
In 2004 as well. So hopefully be able to go back again as a chorus, but we can't do it this year. We're still finding our financial footing. We're doing much, 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 much better. But just because we're not going as a chorus doesn't mean that you can't go individually. And I would encourage you to look into it. Rima and Laura are planning to go. So if you would like to talk with them a little bit more about that, and perhaps carpooling, traveling together, if you wanted to do that, that would be lovely. And please feel empowered and encouraged to do so.
And it's lots of other stuff. It's not just performances.
Thank you.
So once you're registered, they have workshops all day, every day, by guest clinicians, guest speakers. Any topic that you would think you would want to see, they have it there. How to include trans singers into women or men specific groups. I guarantee that'll be a topic they're going to talk about. How to deal with aging voices in choruses. Guarantee they're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. They're going to have all sorts of stuff. It's going to be literally from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. with the big showcase finale concert every single night. And each event is in a different place in town, whatever venue can hold a big group of people. So you'll make your way all across town. In Denver, it was so much fun. Walking all over and getting to see all of the different churches and the big performance spaces and all of the different choruses. So if it's something that you have disposable income and you're like, I'd like to do that this summer, I'm sure it's going to be really, really good. So if you're free, chat with Laura and Rima. And anyone else who might. The Rima and Laura. Arlene?
The other thing is that there are two, I've been looking into it, there are two mass choruses, one for older people and one for people who are not associated with a chorus that's performing. So you can, there's like, one of them has two rehearsals, one of them has four rehearsals, that's a lot of rehearsals. And then they perform at night in one of these great big, beautiful 1,000 people venues. So there is singing to be had as well.
Yeah, and definitely go and identify yourself as a member of the Central Pennsylvania Women's Chorus, and like, we're gonna try to get back. I just wanted you to know that don't let anything prohibit you from going if you have the income and the time.
All right.
Fabulous experience.
Awesome. Make sure everyone marks their calendars for May 4th for the pancake breakfast. We'll have two people ask me what day it was today, so I'm just going to say everyone gets phones out May 4th.
And you can easily remember the 4th because May 4th is Star Wars Day, and it's the return of the pancake breakfast.
Go ahead.
I got a workshop coming up this Saturday for One Love Yoga. It's empowering your pelvic floor and your core. If anybody would like to attend it, it's from 1 to 3.
Hey,
also men friendly because they have a pelvic floor. So yeah, it deals from topics for breathing, all sorts of stuff. So if anybody would like one, just come see me. And just one more quick announcement, the Music Awards are on Thursday, so throw some good juju our way. Thank you.
Breath support.
Yeah. Attention support.
All right. Could we start with Zadok, please? Okay, page 7, please. Page 7, amen. So sopranos, we already went over this. Altos, I want to imagine that there's complete silence at every comma. Amen, amen, alleluia, alleluia, amen. Okay? So you're not going to be able to do it up to tempo, but you have to think that there's silence. Let's take just the amens, middle of 7. 1, 2, and. Good. Now, ah is more important than men, and allelu is more important than ya. Okay? Try that. Amen. 2, and.
Amen, amen, alleluia, alleluia, amen.
Good, do it again. Don't be afraid now. Just sing it. 2, and.
Amen, amen, alleluia, alleluia, amen.
Good. Turn to the middle of 8. Pick up to 61. 2, 3. Don't be afraid. Sing out. 2, 3.
Amen, amen, alleluia, alleluia, amen.
Good. Top of page 10. Pick up to measure 70. 2, 3. Different. 2, 3.
Amen, amen, alleluia, alleluia.
Go on. Comfortable with that. Turn back to page 4, please. Your 3s. And all the people rejoiced. So sopranos, we went over this, so just listen again. If your word is monosyllabic, and, all, the, they're detached. They're not connected to anything, right? There's nothing there. And all the people is connected, okay? And all the people rejoiced, okay? So that's how we're gonna sing this. And you're gonna get off of right on the rests, okay? Here's 18. Give me 3. 1, 2, and.
Rejoice, rejoice, and all the people rejoice. Rejoice.
I'm not going to beat it tonight, but you're going to realize that that was still way too connected for anything detached, okay? You put instruments in front of you, you put it in a space that is going to be a little more reverberant. You really need, and all the people, okay? Really practice getting that detached. If you haven't yet listened to not this arrangement of Zadok, but the real Zadok, you need to do that, because that's going to give you your style and your flavor for the piece, okay? All of these things are just very typical Baroque performance practices. So listen to that, please. Let's go on.
Is there a certain thing you should search for the finding of real Zadok?
Type in Zadok the priest and you're going to get the real one. There's a really good one on YouTube that goes around every winter of cars sliding and crashing on ice into each other. That's one of my favorites, so if you do find it, share it with the group, please. Because there's nothing like a good Zadok.
A good long day, one
really?
Day, and work. Looking for Zadok, I can find it.
It's one of my favorites. Just like slowly going down a hill and no one can get hurt in that speed. Okay, here's the voice. Did I tell you what we were doing?
No.
I didn't get my nap today, can you tell? Okay, here is, please, the top of three, measure 10. Really try to pay attention to your dots and your 16ths, where they're at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Who then, my child, you say to me?
Trust you up to tempo until I'm sure that you know the rhythms. Here's 41. 1, 2, 3.
I am the voice of the lads and the boys, and speaker in the voice of the lads.
with a frantic 3, 3, 3, 3. So it's going to go a little quicker, but you guys need to start just agreeing on the rhythms that are on the page, okay? I know it's hard, but it's just, that's the piece. Let's take it back top of page 3. And we're going to do accompaniment, and you guys are going to fight for your own selves. And we're going to go up to tempo. Right on it. Measure tempo. 3, and.
Listen, my child, you say to me.
Okay, well, no. Oh. Okay, here's measure 10. One.
Listen, my child, you say to me, I am the voice of your history. Be not afraid, but follow me. Answer my call and I'll send you.
I am the voice in the wind and the pouring rain, the sound, bum buddy, bum buddy, bum thudum. If you don't want to walk to it, it's going to be way too slow. I am the voice of the. Okay? Right on it. Right on 23. Jump, bum, ba dum, bum, be dum. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I am the voice in the wind and the pouring rain. I am the voice.
Dum bum ba dum bum ba dum bum ba dee dum dum bum bum ba dee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I am the voice in the wind and the pouring rain. I am the voice of your hunger and pain. I am the voice that always is calling you. I am the voice of your hunger and pain.
You guys have till next time to get that, because that's not good. Put it away. I'm not suffering through that. Celtic Fantasy, Rocky Road to Dublin. You know, that is also Celtic Women, Celtic Woman. Guarantee you'll find a recording of it. Just please listen to it. Okay, Rocky Road. This will be slightly under tempo. Soprano twos, here you go. 1, 2, 1. Good, we're doing it again. You have to know that there are only two beats on da before down. Da, down the rocky road, okay? 1, 2, 1.
Grief and tears to smother and all to reach.
quite slow. But not sure we can take that any faster this evening. We need some practice with that, and soprano sectional was fine. I'm sure altos you were fine on your own, but putting it all together makes it a completely different thing. Yeah? So that just means that you don't know your own line quite as well. But I know it's only been week two with this, so that's okay. But this one definitely is going to need to be one of those pieces that is reviewed before next week, okay? Can we please...
Can you tell us what the goal is for that tempo for this one?
Jump, buddy, da dum, da da, buddy, da da, da da.
It's like the
other one. Jump, buddy, da da, da da. Yeah, I think so. So that means everyone needs to spit out words. Bum, ba dum, ba da dum, ba ba bum, buddy, da dum. Okay? So sometimes you can just practice speaking words. That's half of the hurdle here. Especially, drank a pint of beer, meet grief and tears to smother. What is that one that's
the one
really
that bad,
took a drop of the pure to keep me heart from sinking? That's the Paddy's cure. Okay.
The one is upon the 13th.
Upon me sick, a wobbling inquiring for the rogue. Inquiring, wobbling inquiring, wobbling inquiring. Upon me sick, a wobbling inquiring for the rogue. Said me gonna grow, wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road to Dublin. Okay? So honestly, speaking this might be your most helpful thing that you could do in rhythm, okay? One nubby. Take this a little under tempo. And one. But they've changed the rhythm on you. Measure 10 if you want. And keep that pitch in your head because that's your note. 2, 3, and 1.
If you want my future,
4.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really want.
That's not bad. You guys clearly have the majority of this in your body now. Okay? You're not fighting for pitches. There may be some pitches that are under, or maybe, oh crap, I didn't get there quite right away. But they're in there. The next step for this is just making music with it, right? So we've kind of got the brute force method out of the way, and now we start refining this, okay? When you're singing your line, you need to kind of be mindful of what makes my line make music, okay? In this style, it's not where does my line fit within the chord that's happening, it's where does my line make the most sense for my line. You have to be selfish, okay? This style is written where every line is its own idea. Doesn't matter where the chords stack up on top of each other. Hopefully most of the time they do, but sometimes they don't. So if I'm singing the bottom line, so tell me what you want, what you really, 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 really want, what I really, 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 really. I don't care if that doesn't go with what they're doing. That's more important, okay? I should be able to pick out each one of these interweaving lines. So when you're practicing, that's how I want you to do that, okay? Okay, this is pretty close. And you didn't need max much in there. And the pitch was pretty secure, okay? So not bad. Not bad at all. Let's come up with a game plan for you. Over the Sea to Sky is... okay, that was okay the last run through, but it's not there in your head where you could sing three pages without looking, so it's not there yet. Wellerman is close, but that's another one you need to start speaking words. You need to spit those out and just speak through them, okay? Parting Glass has moments of being really, really nice. When you know that you're the melody, has moments. Otherwise, maybe practice where your oohs go in the chord, but that one was pretty close. Orinoco Flow, again, it's really close, but anytime you have those words that are slightly unfamiliar, you're hesitant. So that's another one. Speak them, get those words into your mouth and into your vocabulary. Could I use this in a sentence and not be stuttering? If you say no, you can't sing it yet. Sea Fever was actually really good our last run through. That was pretty solid. Again, that one is going to be a little refining when we come back, and that's close to making some music. So that wouldn't be one that I would put at the top of your list if you only have a couple days over the next 2 weeks. My Land, yes. Again, listen to Celtic Woman sing this, because this is one of their pieces. Find the line and how this would sound in a solo, okay? It's not a solo, but sing it like this. Into the West is also really close. This is pretty easy. You can listen to Annie Lennox sing that and you'll get the style immediately for that. Zadok the Priest, you need to listen to the real Zadok, find the flavor. The Voice, again, listen to it, find how the piece goes without overthinking all of the dots and all of the 16th notes and all of those things. Because right now it's labored and trying to take it up to tempo, just you can't push it. We can't push it through that hole right now, so that needs some familiarity. Wannabe, again, we already went over that, that's pretty close. Celtic Fantasy, Rocky Road, is pretty close. If you speak those words, I think you'll be in good shape when we come back. Molly Malone, we didn't touch for the last 2 weeks, so that could probably use a nice little brush up for you. The Wearing of the Green, I think it's pretty easy, but we've only done it 1 week, so that would be something to look at. On page 38, Jennifer reached out to her Irish friend, and she said that it is call bin? Bean. So it is bean, but it's call, not cow. Okay? So just change that to call. Call bean. This is page 38 of Wearing the Green. W instead of C-A-U.
You said W.
C-A-W, call.
So call.
Okay. That, I think, will put us in a pretty good place if you don't use this 2 weeks to completely forget all of your music. Which is why I hesitate to ever give one single week off. So please review that. But we have another thing that I've kind of forgotten since we've been back. So I don't think we did birthdays for February, did we?
Yeah, we did.
We did February. Okay. So we just didn't do March. So we're still catching up on March. And so let's have all of our March birthdays join us up front. March birthday.